The objective was to analyze the effects of non-surgical periodontal therapy on clinical parameters in patients using cannabis. A non-randomized clinical study was conducted with 40 volunteers from Universidad de Antioquia, divided into two groups: 20 participants using cannabis smokers and 20 non-users control. All clinical parameters regarding probing depth, PD, clinical attachment level, CAL, and bleeding on probing, BOP, were recorded at baseline and 3 months after non-surgical periodontal therapy. Differences between groups were assessed with the Mann-Whitney test and were considered significant when p less than or equal to 0.05. Data was analyzed using the SPSS statistical software. Participants using cannabis had a frequency of use of 3 times day, 60%, 2 times day, 10%, and 1 time day, 30%. In general, smokers had higher BOP at both examinations as opposed to non-smokers, this difference being statistically significant, p less than 0.05. No differences were observed for PD with a mean of 2.09, plus minus sign 0.73 mm at baseline and 2.15, plus minus sign 0.65 mm at 3 months, showing a small increase between the two. CAL was also slightly higher in smokers than in non-users. There was no significant evidence in the studied population relating periodontal disease with cannabis consumption. The response of periodontal tissues to non-surgical therapy was similar between cannabis users and non-users.